This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. A former Penrose funeral home director who admitted to abusing nearly 200 corpses withdrew his guilty plea yesterday. His trial now set for next year.
John Hoffer would go to trial in February after a plea agreement was rejected by an El Paso County judge. The agreement called for a 20-year sentence in state prison. It would have run concurrently with Hoffer's 20-year federal prison sentence in a separate fraud case. Prosecutors say he and his wife, Carrie, took money from customers for cremations. They left the bodies decomposing in a building and gave fake ashes to the families. Carrie Hoffer pleaded guilty in federal court last month. She's awaiting sentencing in December. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Six Army aircraft will conduct a final flight formation tomorrow before the unit they're a part of is deactivated. The craft will leave Butts Army Heliport at Fort Carson and fly to Pueblo, Eagle along I-70, and then back to the Mountain Post. It's among the Army Reserve units that are shutting down as part of a restructuring process. If you're in the flight path, you can expect an increase in noise. Well, 'tis the season of love for tarantulas in southern Colorado. Every fall, the eight-legged critters crawl across roads around the Comanche National Grassland near La Junta. Although it's been called a migration, it's actually males looking for mates. Scientists say it's fine to watch these big spiders, but you should leave them alone. Their bites aren't poisonous, but they are painful. La Junta's Tarantula Festival is in late September. Scattered showers across the Front Range today. You are listening to CPR News in KRCC.